From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, February 17th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The Maine CDC today is reporting an additional 104 cases of coronavirus, three more deaths. 654 people with COVID-19 have now died in Maine. A pair of private investment firms announced this week that they will buy Poland Spring, the bottled water company that has 10 springs and employs more than 800 people in Maine. Poland Spring's current owner, Nestle, said it will sell most of its North American bottled water brands to One Rock Capital Partners and Metropolis & Company. Some water rights activists have opposed the deal, arguing it would give Maine communities even less control of their local groundwater supplies. The University of Maine is planning to build new fields and a multi-purpose center for its basketball teams as part of a recently unveiled $110 million athletics plan. At a press conference today, Athletic Director Ken Ralph said one of the central goals of the project is to advance gender equity on campus.
And we just want to make sure that when you take a look at the baseball field and say this is a great baseball field, we go over to the softball field and say this is a great softball field, and everybody feels like they're being accommodated at the highest level. That's really important to us.
The university is tentatively planning to begin constructing the new fields in 2022. And Dr. Bernard Laun, a Lithuanian-born Nobel Peace Prize recipient, cardiologist, and inventor who moved to Lewiston as a child and went to the University of Maine, has died at the age of 99. Laun was a founder of Physicians for Social Responsibility and later of International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, which won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985. In recognition of his time in Maine and his Nobel Prize, a bridge between Lewiston and Auburn was named the Bernard Laun Peace Bridge. Laun told Maine Public Television in 2008 the dedication came as a great surprise, but that it fits with what he tried to do in his life, make connections between people.
Patient with the doctor with the patient, the Soviet with the American, the developed, the poor world with the rich world, to create that connection, to create bridges. So it's, in a way, again, emblematic of what my life was all about.
The Boston Globe reports that Laun's health had been declining from congestive heart failure. In weather tonight, some clouds in the far north and far south. Otherwise, clear skies with lows 10 below to 10 above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the north, otherwise becoming overcast with highs in the mid-teens to low 30s. Friday, light snow except in the north where we'll have overcast skies, highs in the low 20s to the low 30s. When the pandemic closed schools last spring, school nutrition departments swung into action. In only a few days, many opened meal distribution sites and began sending meals to students' homes. Those meals have become even more important during the pandemic. An estimated 60,000 children in Maine could be at risk of hunger. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, hybrid school schedules have made it even harder for many districts to get meals to every student.
Alyssa Roman is in charge of both the nutrition and transportation departments for the Lewiston School Department. And she says figuring out how to deliver food to thousands of students this fall, especially when half are at home each day, has required staff to rethink almost everything they do. They still serve meals at schools, but they also offer meal pickup sites around the city. And Roman says because kids are only in school 2 days per week, the district sends them home with extra meals.
So on a given day, if it was Tuesday and my staff were making the lunch for Tuesday, they'd also be making the lunch for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's four different entrees they're still making. Plus, for the kids that are in school, we have special diets. So what that really means is my lunch people on any given day are doing like six different entrees, which is a lot of production in the kitchen. It's not just making one dinner. You're making six different dinners in a day.
Despite the logistical headaches, Roman says changes to federal law have made school meals free for every student, regardless of income. Rules have also been relaxed to allow schools to partner with other organizations around food pickup sites. But Roman says those new options haven't made up for the fact that hundreds of kids aren't in school each day, and many aren't getting school lunch.
So in our district, we're trying to keep volume by having those kids come in. and participate with the food that we have, but you have the potential to lose a lot of the kids. And what does that mean for Lewiston? 60% drop in participation in lunch because we just have half our population not in the school. That's a huge number.
We expected a change. I don't think we expected this much of a decrease.
Walter Beasley is the director of child nutrition for the Maine Department of Education. He says in November and December of 2020, schools in Maine reported serving 30% fewer lunches than a year before. Breakfasts are also down 10%. Beasley says the numbers are similar across the Northeast and around the country.
I have somebody here now that we put on staff that's looking at what is actually going on, doing surveys and talking to schools to find out where the barriers are and what's working for schools so we can share this information with everybody. You know, it's always a concern when children aren't getting their meals. And we don't understand why you offer them a meal at no charge, why they're not taking it. That's kind of confusing for us.
Part of the reason may be that parents don't know what's available. But schools say another reason is about logistics. Hybrid schedules mean fewer kids are in school. And in some districts, buses that had been used to distribute meals to students' houses last spring are now needed to pick up kids. And in addition to those challenges, school officials say many parents may not have enough time or ability to go to a pickup site and get a meal. Jeannie Riley, the school nutrition director for the Windham-Raymond School District, says there's also a misconception about who's eligible for free meals.
But families have this, you know, I don't want to take it away. We don't really need it. You know, I don't want to take it away from somebody who might need it more. They don't understand that. We have the capacity to feed every child.
Despite those barriers, districts are still finding ways to get food to students. In MSAD 52, north of Lewiston, Food Services Director David Roberts says his district has delivered more meals than it did last year, using several pickup sites and a delivery van.
We feel like that consistency is important, not only to the families, but just to the viability of the operation, because, again, you're establishing a service, and we want it to be dependable and consistent.
But in Augusta, the decline in meals has led to a loss in revenue. School nutrition director Maureen Thompson says she recently had to lay off 4 staff members.
We'd laid them off in September, October, because we could see what it was happening then. We weren't, you know, the numbers were low.
Thompson says she'd like to see schools fully reopen this fall, which would mean more students eating lunch in school every day. But she also hopes that even after the pandemic, lawmakers can permanently make school meals free for every kid. She says the past year has shown the need for providing food for children, whether they're at home or at school. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. You can find more stories online at mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning at 11 for Maine Calling. I'm Nora Flaherty.